Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Alara Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited we have a brand new guest with us today. First time on our show. I'm sure she's been on others. The first time here, we have Radhavi. And Radhavi will be talking to us about Awaken, open the portal to spiritual awakening and what all that means, as well as she's going to be talking to us about what is spiritual awakening and what is the meaning of the false self, and learn what the wounded child is. We're going to learn about how to realize how deeply we are affected by unresolved traumas and wounds. We're going to learn the relationship between the wounded child and spiritual awakening, and Radhavi will be taking your live caller questions and questions from the Q&A, so you can hit star 2 to raise your hand or submit a question on the Q&A. So for those of you who don't know Radhavi, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. I actually worked with Radhavi a couple of weeks ago, and it was a spontaneous type of call, really. And she did this beautiful process with me, and it was amazing. It was so powerful. I was not even expecting anything like that, but it was so powerful. I was like, wow. I was like in tears, bawling, you know, like really, really deep. And of course, after that, I was exhausted. So it took some time to rest, to integrate. And then for the next few days after that, I was, you know, more conscious of my inner child and what my inner child required and how I could bring more fun and joy to my inner child, you know. So it was really, really a special, special process and session, you know. I was moved by it, you know. So for Radhavi, I recently got to know Radhavi, and she's just so wonderful. And you will love her as we start talking and you get to know her and feel her energy. She's so empathic and so compassionate. And you'll see that as we progress. So, you know, 5 years after her spiritual awakening, Radhavi's mission has expanded to that of releasing unresolved traumas and wounds that opened a portal to her client's spiritual awakening. And so we're going to talk about all of that. And Radhavi stepped away from a successful business as an entrepreneur when she was compelled by spirit to follow her soul's mission. And that was 30 years ago. Since then, she has served thousands of clients, both globally and locally, in releasing emotional wounds that have been unconsciously running their lives. And that is so true. These emotional wounds, that's what they do. They unconsciously and subconsciously run our lives, right? We don't even know. And so Radhavi's soul calling is to connect with the wounded child. And the wounded child is the veil of human conditioning that shrouds our divine heart. And Radhavi's own traumatic childhood gave birth to her gifts of empathy, intuition, and compassion. And these gifts allow her to channel messages to adults that emanate from the wounded child. So hopefully, or I'm sure we're going to, you know, learn more about that today as we have this conversation. And the wounded children refer to themselves as divine sparks, waiting to be released from the wounds of conditioning. And they have given Radhavi a message that they urgently want to be heard. And part of their message is showing Radhavi a golden key that they are holding to serve the adults and can only be used when the adults release them from their imprisonment. And they have asked her to express that message in a book, which she is now in the process of writing. And so as Radhavi says, when you experience suffering, it is the cry of the wounded child. To be free from stress and live from inner peace, we must undo what was done to us. And lasting inner peace can only be attained when our true self is freed from the wounded child. And so, you know, one of the things that had come up during our session was, I mean, you know, Radhavi and I don't know each other very well, so there's no way that she would have known this. And it's like, wow, how did you get that? So she's definitely is very intuitive, and she knows what she is talking about and what she's doing. So I'm so glad that she's here with us. So I invite you all to open your heart, open your mind, open your energy field, and just be open to the teachings and the wisdom and the love and compassion that are already flowing throughout this call. And please open your hearts to welcome Radhavi to the show. Radhavi, welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Alara, and I'm so happy to be here with you and your listeners. And what I want to do first, I know that you have created a sacred space, but I'd love to have us all in one room. So we're going to do a little imagination. So just imagine all of you, we're in a round room. And the color of the walls are light pink, just light pink. We're sitting in a circle on comfortable cushions, and then we're going to be sharing. And I'm going to be talking about things that you may have forgotten. Now, just a reminder. So when you drop into your heart, you know, you will be feeling me more or hearing more than listening. So this is how I'd love us to be in this sacred space together and to be sharing from the heart space, as Alara did say, drop into your heart. So, the first thing I want to talk about is, what is spiritual awakening? And, you know, part of me chuckle with that because, unknown to many of us, we are already awakened. And I know, so I'm going to take you back to the foundation of where that happens. So I want you to travel with me. So this piece is a primary important place that is going to cover a lot of the other things that I'll be talking about. So I'd like you, first of all, I want you to know that in utero, when the baby's body is being developed, the heart is the first place that's developed. And when at birth, we have no memories. We came with a clean slate. There is no past life, if you believe in past life. There's nothing. And I just want to let you know that I was shown myself in the body of the baby. So that means there is something else in this body, which we're going to go into further to get to understand that. So here it is, a baby. The brain is not fully developed. It develops when we get to age 7. But so it has no place of reasoning. We can't reason. So remember now, just be there. You are the young newborn baby or the young baby. The brain is not fully developed. There is no reasoning. And you don't have a language. So you don't know anything about language and you can't reason. So here it is in this body. The only thing there that is going to make you express yourself like crying when you're uncomfortable is your heart. So that heart that I talked about, that was the first that was developed in utero, is a very magical. The heart, to me, is a direct connection to source. And that is what I call the divine heart, because it's clean, no memories, no language, no thoughts, no beliefs. So they're there, right there. And all we are experiencing is this feelings, this feelings of expansive feeling. And what is happening there is that in that place, we have not really fully arrived into the third dimension, into what I call the material world. We are still in different dimensions. So as we are now into this space of sensation, very, very strong sensation. The heart has a sensation, a feeling, and that's all there is. So can you imagine living in a world or a place where all it is sensation from your heart? No judgment, no opinion, no language. When the baby cries, you may ask, so what does it know? It knows it's hungry? No. The baby is expressing from a discomfort. And the adults, so the grown-ups around, hear the baby cries and say, oh, the baby's hungry. Because there's a language and understanding. And the same thing happens if it's wet. Any discomfort in the body, it's going to cry. That's the alarm. That's the feeling. It comes from a really sensation, and that's all it has. So this is now the sensation of the heart. This is what, in a language, we call love. When you consider yourself falling in love or in love, it's from your heart. You know that. This feeling is expressed from your heart. So the baby has this pure sensation of love. And if you remember, when you look at young babies, in their eyes, there is this vastness. There's this feeling of essence that just we all love to. Something happens to us when we look at babies. And for me, I think it's reflecting exactly what we are, that we have forgotten. So this is the reason why I think people say the essence, your innocence. The baby is in a place of innocence because it doesn't have an opinion and it doesn't have a language. This is where our divine heart and our divine spark is the same thing. The divine spark is the light of the divine. That's who we are. And so this is the place where we've come into this physical body and we're in a state of presence. This is I am. No language, no mental thinking. It's just the sensation of presence. I am. That is the awakened self that we have slowly, slowly moved away from. So as I continue this with you, we get a little older and the adults are so happy to be teaching us language, tell us our name. And finally, when we look, before that happens, when we look outside, all that is this sensation is a sensation of love. Awareness is experiencing itself as love. This is awareness, seeing the trees, seeing objects, and all it's doing is experiencing itself through the objects and through everything. That's the reason why babies look so amazingly precious to us. Awareness is still experiencing itself from that divine space, the heart. It's still living as a divine spark. So as we continue to live and months go by and months and we begin to get acclimatized to this body, and we are being taught our name and the cat and mother and father and everything, and we start to slowly start to grasp, we're moving away from awareness experiencing itself as everything around. Awareness now is beginning to experience itself in different things. It's breaking up, it's beginning to become more of an identification of a being, a body. And slowly, we start to move into the density of the planet. And we start to forget. We start to forget who we really are. Because the teachings and the learning from the third dimension, from this place of density, has its own rules and has its own regulations. So we have to stand up here to learn and grow as a person. So we have created this false self of identity. In the meantime, we have fallen into separation. We're separate now from that which we are, that divine spark, and now we are moving into a whole different world of accepting that the material world is the place and the rules and regulation is what it is we need to live from. So here comes conditioning in between that. We are learning when we do good things. We're learning that we are a good person. And when we do something that the adult does not approve of, we are bad. And in the meantime, we are just learning, we're experiencing and exploring the body. We're trying to crawl, we're trying to walk up, we're trying to climb the couch, we're trying to touch the light candle, the light, because we're attracted to light. And we may fall or we have an accident. And if we're fortunate, we'll have someone to comfort us. Many of us, that didn't happen. We are yelled at. We are screamed at. And now we are moving into this place of this duality, experiencing what has moved out of the feeling of pure love. Conditioning begins to happen. And a lot of people have gone through horrendous feelings. It's veiling our innocence. We are not accustomed to all of this behavior because we're coming from this dimension of where we know everything. We're very, what we would call in this world, psychic. We know things. We sense things from energy. We know when a parent or an adult isn't feeling right or isn't feeling good. We look at them and we can tell. We're very telepathic. And soon we are getting the right and wrong, the good and bad, the light and dark, and we are getting to learn love and fear. The fear starts to fall into that divine heart. So now the divine heart that was pure love now has a fear, a lower frequency in it. And that is what I call the human heart. So we start to, we are learning we are good and we are bad. We get good grades and we are praised. We do something that they didn't approve of and we are blamed. So here is this going back and forth, good and bad. And we start to develop a distorted way of thinking. It does not support a flow of divine spark. So what is happening is that we in this place started to live and believe that we are a person. We started to create our own stories based on how we were treated. We're not good enough. Something is wrong with us. And we started to want to make an effort so much to strive to be different. And we can continue to strive, but we never arrive because we are doing it from the place that we created, that was created as this person, this false self. So what is happening, the subconscious is carrying and holding all of these conditioning, and they are the chauffeur in the car, and we are not in the driver's seat. We have a passenger, and we are going down the dead end road. Our subconscious and the beliefs and the way we were treated and the wounding and traumas are stuck there, veiled over our divine spark. And what we have to do is the uncovery. It's uncovery, the unveiling. There's nothing more to learn how to do what, but a direction, Allow your heart to direct you. But this is an inside job. And no one can take us there, but they can guide us to that place. So I want to share with you an experience I had, you know, when my awakening happened. I've always loved God and always followed God and, you know, spiritual person, had my spiritual teacher, doing all the things that I felt were the right things to do. And I had already gone through releasing a lot of my childhood wounds. So it was easy to be in this place where I was not commonly confronted with a lot of beliefs from my subconscious. So I started to follow the Awakened Teachers. That's all I did. I read only the Awakened Teachers books. Because see, that was the highest source of frequency to connect more with consciousness. And I was in a flight from my home in North Carolina, and I was in flight to Jamaica. Mm-hmm. While I was in the plane, I was reading one of these Awakened Teachers books. Instantaneously, something happened. There was a cloud-like figure that looks just like me down the aisle, maybe about 15 to 20 feet in front of me. And I realized, I knew there's a knowingness. That is the person who was doing all these spiritual things.
Mm.
Who was doing the juicing, the right diet, you know, really wanted to get really involved in the spirituality. And the shock of that is I discovered that false self. I was awakened from that which I thought I was.
Mm-hmm.
So, coming back here, what is seeing that out there? What is seeing that out there? Remember I talked about awareness experiencing itself in the baby and experiencing itself in objects?
Mm-hmm.
That was what? Awareness was experiencing itself as the false self, and that cleared that, and I was awakened to understanding the experiencing of what was happening in me. So one would say, well, that sounds like an awakened person, you know, spiritual and doing all of that. But in that realm also, I had judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I was sensitive. You know, I could be bothered. You know, I didn't like to be blamed. All of those things were happening. And that whole package of the false self is what is the ego self. This is the mindset. This is where the beliefs and the thoughts come from. And that is connected to the subconscious, unresolved issues. But you may be stuck into that place of belief that is so like a program on your computer. It never leaves. It continues to play itself out until you change the program. So the focus, the false self, is where the wounded child came in. All the veiling of our conditioning, all the traumas, all the wounds, veiled that which we, who we are, the essence or innocence. And what we have to do, as I say, it's to unveil that, because the divine spark is locked away somewhere while we are living from as this wounded self or this wounded child. So how we are affected by the unresolved trauma and wounds is just that, the conditioning. And once we move into the unveiling, we will start to feel the difference. Our thought patterns change. And that's the reason I'm here on this planet this time. My soul's imprint is to break the code of the human condition. That's why I'm here. That's the reason I went through all the traumas and all the woundings that I went through as a child, because I needed to really be in that classroom to have the compassion and the understanding of what caused people to be holding traumas and to live from the source, false selves of being.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Madhavi. That was so powerful. And I loved hearing about recognizing the false self. You know, that was amazing to see that and to hear about that. So how many of you are being the false self right now? And can you see yourself being the false self? You know, it's like, I don't know, that's a interesting concept, right?
How
are we willing to see our false self in action?
And how they can see that, Alara, is to recognize that the false self, you know, is heavy set. There's something wrong. It's always striving. It's stress.
Mm-hmm.
It's stressed. It's judgmental. It holds anger. Some people. It holds a lot of heaviness and sadness.
Mm-hmm.
The divine spark is only but its only thing is love.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hold fear. So that is how people can easily see where they are living from. Because if we are still in the human condition, I can tell you that you're living in separation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm just wondering what is coming up for all of you right now? What kind of questions are coming up and what kind of emotions are coming up as we're talking about the wounded child, all of the traumas and dramas that we've gone through in our lives and what you may be experiencing now. So if you do have questions, you can hit *2 to raise your hand, or you can submit question on the Q&A or question or comment or feedback. So we do have some questions on the Q&A, and we do have people with their hands raised. So did you want to take some questions now, Radhavi?
Yeah, I can take some questions now, and then maybe something else I may want to say later. That's good.
Perfect. Okay. So we're going to go to the – we'll alternate, so we'll get to both the Q&A and the phone lines, okay? So we're going to go to phone number ending in 1472. So we're going to go to Nikki first. Hello. Maybe we're going to go to Nikki first. Maybe not. Maybe you muted yourself, Nikki.
I'm here. I did. I'm sorry. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, Nikki. Hello, Radhavi.
Hi, Nikki.
How are you?
I'm good. Are you the person wonderful. I spoke with earlier?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, how can I help you, Nikki?
Well, I've been listening to you since you started on the program. And the shoe dropped for me when you defined the human heart.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was so telling. Anyway, I know for a fact that I am a wounded child because, you know, when my mother found out that she was pregnant with me, she certainly did not want me. And she told me this when I was like 7 years old. And my grandparents sent her away when I was 6 months old because they were just so ashamed. Anyway, I definitely feel like I have more work to do on that, though I have done quite a bit of releasing and forgiving, but I don't think the work is ever done. So I'd like to find out if you can feel into my energy where I'm still stuck or where I need to continue working.
I already felt the emotions of what you talked about. But I want to ask you to see where in your body you think you're having a discomfort. Feels like maybe your heart.
No, it doesn't feel like my heart to me. I'll tell you where I have discomfort. The base of my neck on the left side, like going into the to the trapezius muscle, like right in that shoulder area on the left side.
Well, that is the back of the heart.
Mm.
So it is in the heart.
Okay.
Yes, so it's the back of the heart. And I just feel that there is this child that feels so deserted in there. And I see her, she is about, not a young baby, maybe about 6 or 7, that is there, that needs a lot of love and attention from you, Nikki, to open your heart to her. And now, because we're on this call with many questions, I can't take too much time to do this with you, but I can tell you that I see that this child that feels so alone and separate in the feelings that she's having, that needs some love and attention. And somehow it feels that she needs to express something. She needs to express things that she couldn't when she was that age. Does that make sense to you?
So it makes sense, but is there any way, any one way to effectively communicate with her and let her know that she's loved and supported?
Open your heart. Open your heart to her. You can't do it from your thinking because you're not totally present. And I can tell you, if your heart is not fully open to her, you may never be able to connect with her, because what she knows she's looking for is love, not rejection. And if you're not fully into that heart space, you may never be able to do that with her. So you have to get into that space of feeling. Just imagine that she is this little child, you the adult, this little child, that you're feeling is so lost and feel rejected and alone. And just feel your heart feeling that you see a little child on the wayside by herself, and you just want to go and embrace her.
Okay. That's a good visual that I can relate to.
Yes. And if I can help you any further, you know, look at the offerings that
special
I have.
Special package? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Will do.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Nikki.
Thanks, Alara.
All right, so, yeah, and thank you for sharing that, Nikki, and being vulnerable and open, you know, with that. So we're going to go to the Q&A, and we have a question from Jenny, and Jenny says, "Hi, Radhavi, I want so much to heal my wounds and find inner balance. Why am I still affected by fear so much? What should I do? Thank you."
When we think about fear and we're affected by fear, it's because we're really owning that we're fearful. And I have really great compassion, because if we haven't released the stories and the conditioning of what happened to us, the mind is going to the beliefs are going to be sitting there, and it's going to be like a circular motion going over and over, you know, so in thinking. So this is thing. It's about unveiling those wounds so you can get back to a place where you can breathe more openly. Have you done any work with yourself? Oh, wait, she's
on the Q&A.
If you haven't done any work with yourself, this is the reason. This is the reason why we are so stuck in fear. And what happens to subconsciously, we are going out there doing things that we are experiencing fear from what we are doing, because fear is in our mind, and we are looking through these glasses to say, subconsciously, I'm so afraid, I'm attracting fear, more fear to me. So the really best thing is to really allow yourself to be open to unveil and to clear some of those emotions that you have that is keeping you in that fearful place. Thank you for, you know, reaching out.
Exactly. Thank you, Jenny. So we're going to go to the phone line. We're going to go to Brett. He's on web call. So, Brett, I'm going to unmute you. 1 second. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Great. Hi, Alura. And hi, Renevere.
Hello. What is your name?
Brett.
Brett. Hi, Brett.
Hi. So my question, and I guess it's a little bit of a story that goes into my question, is I'm currently, you know, in the midst of some pretty significant change in my life. You know, I'm going through a separation in my marriage. I'm separating from a business partner in my career. And there's a whole host of things going on. And at the same time, my body for the last kind of 10 years has been in severe kind of chronic pain, which is only getting worse as a result of a lot of these things. And the other piece that I just wanted to mention is just recently and very frequently, I seem to be having quite a lot of mishaps that culminating in a couple of days ago where I kind of slipped over and hurt myself even more. So there's a lot going on and I feel kind of overwhelmed with it all.
Hey, Brett, I'm really sorry to hear that, but I can tell you sometimes this is a wonderful thing that's happening because everything is falling apart. All the beliefs and all the things that we set up from the rules and regulations of the planet is falling apart. But I think there's something happening with you, Brett, that is calling for change. And in your body, by the way, the body, this is where we veil the emotional imprints stay in our body. They're all energies. And when we do not unveil them or release them, many people, because they're not able to touch their emotions, it starts to create a physical pain. I have had clients come to me and they didn't come to me because of the physical discomfort. They came because they want, there are other issues happening in their life, psychological, emotional. And their pain will go away because it was physical problems rooted in emotional trauma. So, Brett, if you're having physical problem and see something in you is making you fall, it's a loud voice speaking to you. Stop. Look. Where you're going hasn't worked. Your marriage has failed. Your partner has failed. Pain in your body. And something is saying stop and look. So I really commend you. It's a really great time for you to just look at some of these issues that you're still carrying from the past. And that's just what I really would suggest. And in a way, I said I'm excited for you because only when we get to the point where we think, oh, my God, everything is falling apart, when we stop to say, there's something else in life I can do, what is it? That's when we're really ready. So I don't mean to laugh at you, but I'm encouraging you and I'm supporting you that, yes, there is a call for you to do to look at something and to change what's going on in your life.
Yeah, and to be honest, and I've been using it for that purpose. I can't seem to move through kind of restrictions in terms of like moving out of the house that I'm currently in. I've put in offers and I've been accepted, and then things have fallen through. It just doesn't seem to be happening.
And you know, sometimes what is happening outside there, Brett, is it's a replica of what's happening inside. So whatever is inside that is creating that, I can tell you that 7 billion people on this planet, almost going to 8, I can guarantee you that every human being on this planet sees the world differently. So why is that? Because it is the beliefs and the subconscious and the unresolved issues that it's creating and guiding us into directions, and now something is falling apart for you because it's not working. That which was guiding you is not working. And so it's
right.
It's about looking, start to look deeper inside. And I really am glad you're on the call to really support you in saying there's something inside that wants to be released.
Okay.
And that's my support for you. It's not easy for you to do it by yourself. You're too close to it. Because we survived everything. And that survival place in us does not, it's not easy to move the veils and say, okay, no, I'm going to look at what I survived from. What is it I locked away? It's not that easy because we're looking from our mind. It has to be from our feelings.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'll do that. So thank you.
You're so welcome.
Great. Thank you, Brett. And stay in the call and keep listening because I'm sure there's going to be some more insights for you as well, okay?
Sure. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. And, you know, there's a famous phrase or saying, you know, when everything is falling apart, that's when the universe is rearranging everything so that you can now get to that place where you're supposed to really be, what spirit wants for you or what your higher self is kind of like putting you on the path to. And we don't always see it in the moment. We see it after the fact, of course, right? But when things are falling apart, it just means that there's something else for you that's more important. And important makes it really seem significant, but it's more about, it is going to be more in alignment with who you truly are. And so sometimes finding what that is, it doesn't come from the head. It really comes from going within into your heart space and asking questions from there about what is it that you truly desire to experience in your life and express who you really are. Right, Radhavi?
That's true. And you know, I really want to tell the listeners too, it's an inside job.
Yeah, for sure.
It's really an inside job. And, you know, I say, I have a key, but you have to take me in and lead me to the door. But I do have a key, but you have to open. You have to open from the inside and to say, I'm ready to let go. And and I want to tell everybody, this is not a painful, traumatic thing. I look at it as a beautiful journey. It's so beautiful, the unfolding. And I refer to this as life is a dance. The music that we hear, there are many kinds. We have sad music, we have loving music, we have jaggedy music. Sometimes people step on our toes, sometimes we fall on the ground. And all of that is about experiencing and getting to understand and unfolding that which was never us here. So it's just a beautiful flow, and we are into this place of duality, and to remind everyone, and in duality, remember what it is? Love and fear exist. Light and dark exist. And it's not easy and it's not possible to maintain from our mind this beautiful feeling of inner peace. Can't be maintained from thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be from within your heart. And whatever veils that, we must move it. We must unveil. We must remove all of that so we can come back and become more aligned with the awareness that we really are. Awareness experiencing itself more in a loving space.
Exactly. Yep. Thank you. So I have a question from Amy on the Q&A, and she's asking, I know that my inner child is suffering and I'd love to know how to bring her back to life and joy again.
What comes to me to tell you, Amy, is be the mother for her that you never had. Whatever it is that you wanted as a child that you didn't get, I'm inviting you to do it too for that little child. I'm inviting you to feel that care and mothering, because that's what, and parenting, to be the parent that child didn't have. And if you need any more help, contact me, connect with me.
Okay, so we're going to go, thank you, Amy. So we're going to go to the phone lines, and we're going to go to phone number ending in 2090, 2090. Hello? You're unmuted, maybe?
Hello there, can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, hi, who's this?
This is Donna, how are you?
Good, hi Donna, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you both so much for what you're doing. I appreciate you taking my call. Mm-hmm. My question is, I have had a significant amount of anger coming up, and that has actually manifested in a small portion of my health. It won't be a big deal, I'm sure, but I'm uncertain how to move past it and somewhat afraid to actually feel it. Can you give me some guidance on that?
We have to really go to letting go of the fear, Donna, and really feel I'm ready and I'm surrendering to it. And when you surrender to it, what you're saying is, any hesitation that I had, I'm moving through the door and I'm moving into it. And remember one thing that's really important is that whatever you're feeling, it's only an energy. It's an energy. And it's an energy that is connected to something or some things that happened to you. And why would, you know, and it's such a wonderful thing to be able to say, you know what? This happened to me a long time ago, but I am not going to hold on to the feeling that I was not able to express then. And you take a pillow over your face if you need to and scream it and just bypass that fear. You are ready. When you say, I am ready, and nothing is going to hold me back. Because self-love is the most important thing, and this is what we offer to the world. Because you will be expressing yourself in a way without anger. And just imagine how much when you meet other people, you're serving them. Perhaps you understand anger. You reach out and perhaps being able to give some guidance to someone who is still living in anger. Did I help you, Donna?
Yes, thank you. I'm becoming accustomed to the fact that it's just energy. It's not good or bad, and I don't have to act on it. I have to allow it.
The mind perhaps is already programmed with a conditioning that is in your subconscious, and the mind can say, you know, you don't have to worry about it. You know, just let it be. But the question I want to ask you, when you tell yourself that, does it go away? Donna, are you there?
I'm trying to, I don't have an answer for that. It appears to jump out at very inconvenient times, quite honestly.
There you go. The mind cannot stop it. It's an emotion. It's a feeling. The anger is a feeling, and it has to be expressed from the feeling. The mind can't say, okay, we're going to turn the faucet off, because it doesn't have the ability to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I hope that helped you, Donna. I'm just here supporting you to let you know that sometimes we just have to let it out, express it.
You're confirming what my guidance is telling me. Thank you.
There you go.
Good. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, with all of these types of emotions and thoughts and feelings, it's not about suppressing them or hiding them or shoving them under the rug or anything like that. It's about looking at them and sometimes expressing them, not, you know, destructively, you know, but expressing them so that you can see what's behind it, right? So if you keep hiding it and repressing it, you won't see what's really behind it. So don't ignore it. Just go with the flow of it and see what's really there.
You know, and I want to say that some of these feelings that are jumping out, like Donna said, sometimes inappropriately, that's mm-hmm. right, it jumps up. It's because of many times it's the unsuppressed feelings we had growing up.
Yeah.
We didn't know what to do with the feelings, and who were we going to talk with? Did mm-hmm. anybody, was there anybody there with compassion and say, okay, let it out? We don't have the understanding of psychological and emotional stuff. We probably would. We had to close down and hide it away. And now it's coming up. It's a great, great time when we are grown up adults. We have more of a maturity that say, okay, now I can let this out because I am safe now to let it out.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can stop me anymore. Nobody can hurt me right now releasing this anger. Yeah. Thank you for asking that question, Donna.
All right, so we're going to go to the phone line again, phone number ending in 5705.
Oh,
hold on.
Rosalie.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Rosalie.
Oh, hi, Rosalie. Sorry. you had a question for Radhavi?
Yes. I have been on the journey of my own with my inner child, but I feel like there's some deep emotion that I can't quite touch upon that's bringing physical issues in like in my lower part of my body in the pelvic area, and I wonder if you could see what that is.
You know, how long have you been working with doing your inner child work?
Oh, probably 12 years. I mean, when I first found her, she was crying and she was very, very sad.
Mm-hmm.
And but I still feel that because I have this deep, almost want to cry sometimes for some reason. You know, I just know that I've been trying to get to this place where this kind of emotion isn't so severe, so like coming up, and it makes me want to cry. It makes me want to be more emotional, I guess. It's hard to describe.
Okay, so are you able to release it when you feel like you want to cry?
I don't know what I'm releasing. I feel tremendous love. I mean, I have so much love that I don't know what to do with it. But I don't.
I don't know
what it is that I'm releasing.
Okay, and if you feel like crying, then cry. There are times when I release things and I don't know. It doesn't matter. There's, you know, we have a lot of imprints in our bodies. And what came to me too, you know, about ancestors for you and how we carry, you know, in our DNA, we carry stuff from our past, from our parents' parents, from the ancestors. And so if you feel like crying, just let it come out.
But what does it bring me? I can't. Seem to get to where I can be okay with bringing it out, you know, because it keeps coming back, and
okay.
And I know.
What I'd like you to do also, can you put your hand there where the discomfort is and tell me what it, you know, just give me a word that it says? Just, it doesn't have to make sense, the word. Just what is that it tells you this is how the this is the language of the body is discomfort.
Held back, I guess, is what I feel.
Held down. Held down. Okay. So something is held down. And do you and what is it in your life you feel is held down?
Being able to be able to be more productive, and because I feel like I'm not living my potential, because it seems like I'm always sitting and waiting because of lack of this money, mostly don't have means to do this or that. So I feel like every day when I'm excited and joyful and everything, and I go hiking, and then I come back to where I'm just stationary. So I feel like I'm just being held down.
Okay.
Held back.
Okay. And tell me, when was the first time in your life you felt trapped? I feel the word trapped, held down. Held down is trapped, right?
Yeah.
When was the first time in your life you felt held down?
I think as a child, when I went to school, this is just popping up, just coming to me. When I was a child and the other girls were all wearing these pretty clothes, and I was held back because I didn't have pretty clothes. You know, I just couldn't have nice clothes, so I always felt like I couldn't join things. I couldn't be a part of something because I didn't have the pretty clothes, or I didn't have the way to join or something like that. But as like in the childhood, I think I always felt like I couldn't quite express myself.
So when you felt you didn't have the good clothes, you were different from them, what was the feeling you had about yourself?
That wasn't good enough.
That's right.
You know, I couldn't
them. That's right. Okay. I want you to fast forward this. I didn't feel good enough. Fast forward to where you sit in the chair now and you feel held back and you can't move on. Do you see the connection?
Yeah.
Do you see?
I see the connection.
I'm still not good enough.
And I've worked so hard on that. Being good enough. Accepting myself.
Just be in your heart there and really see, I am not, I'm still feeling I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
Don't let your mind come, just feel, I am still feeling, just like that little girl who felt so left out, that I am not good enough.
Yes, I feel that.
And I'd like you to, the memory you had of school, I want you to see that little girl. How old was she?
She was probably in kindergarten when it started.
Yeah. I want you to open your heart to her. She is left out there and still feeling she's not like the others and she's not good enough. So feelings of failure comes in too.
Yeah.
And if we're a failure, we're not able to move ahead. So we have to go into the unveiling and the unraveling of what is holding you, because now you're beating yourself up to say, I should be doing this and all I do is sit. So I'd like you to really have some compassion for that little girl and for yourself.
Yeah.
So don't do the mind talk. Don't do the mind talk to say, oh, you know, I should be doing better than this. No, right here, all you need to do right now is to feel self-compassion and bring that little girl to your heart. That's all, right now.
Yes. That's it. That is what is that peace that I've been trying so hard.
There you go.
I haven't been able to see it. Now I feel it, and a lot of emotions coming up.
Nice.
I do feel like crying.
Nice. And let it come now.
About
just
it.
Let it come. Just let the tears come. Yeah. You're special. That little girl is special. And she needs to know she's special. And all they were doing is looking at her clothes, but her heart was beautiful and loving. She had her innocence there, and she felt shamed. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
Shamed. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I'm going to be crying, I know, so.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
Keep crying. It's okay. Just let it all out.
Excellent. Keep going.
Because you touched the part, brought me to the part that I was afraid, I think, to see or to feel because it was so painful.
Yes, of course. Because you were so young and innocent. Yes.
Being called names and stuff, too.
God bless you very much.
You know,
good.
My mother always said when we went to school that sticks and stones may break your bones, but names will never hurt you. But they did.
Yeah.
They did, of course. Of course they did. So let us know
now
how you do. Let us know how you do after this, okay?
I will, because this is just wonderful, absolutely wonderful to find out what was hidden in me that I just couldn't see.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you for
this call.
Thank you, Rosalie. Thank you for sharing and being vulnerable and being present with us. Thank you. And having the courage to look and see it. Okay? Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. Blessings.
God bless you.
Whew. Wow, that was powerful. Wow. Amazing. And this is, you know, the kind of work that Radhavi does, you know, in her personal sessions and one-on-one with you. Even now Radhavi only touched on it, but a lot more that she does. Yeah, thank you. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we're going to take some more questions in a few minutes. I just want to just briefly go over the special offer that you have for our audience today, Radhavi. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer, and those of you on the phone can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Radhavi13. That's RADAVIE13. So Radhavi, do you want to just talk a little bit about the three different packages?
Yeah. It's, you know, releasing the wounds and unveil your divine spark. And that is really a very deep process. It's really a healing process. And I would like you to be in that space where you want to give to yourself. This is about supporting you. This is about your inside job that you're saying, this is about me and I'm ready. Be in a space where you can really be ready to be with this. So it's a very deep healing journey. And meeting your true self, as I talked about in the beginning, when I said the little baby is awareness experiencing itself. When the baby, all it had was sensations of love. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That is about opening. This is not a mind thing. You're going to just like the baby. You just cut your mind off. You go into the space. It's about a discovery. It's not about an understanding. So these are two very deep, deep work that I'm offering to you. And the other one is a playful divine spark. You know, as adults, we just stop playing. I know for myself, just stop playing. And many times we feel like, you know, grow up, you're too childish. But you know what? That divine spark inside wants to play. Playing is one of the greatest healing things. Laughter and playing really heals the heart, heals. So this is my when it came to me to do this, my divine spark said, you're an adult. Let me, the divine spark, take it over, and we're going to go on this exploration. So that was a fun one, and I hope all of you enjoy that. We need to laugh and play more.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. For sure. Yeah. So that's package A for 127, and then package B includes everything in package A plus a 1 hour personal session with you, Radhavisa. Can you talk about what that looks like?
Yes. Actually, my sessions, I will go until it ends. So it's like, it's going to be like about an hour, 75 minutes. I do not watch the clock because for me, it's completion for whatever it is inside of you. As I said, my soul's imprint is about breaking the codes of the human condition. And that is my passion. And so I don't look at the clock. I really am here to really serve you, because now is a time of change, and I want to see, all of our human condition lighten up the heart and move more into that divine spark. So that's what my private session is, and I don't know, Alaire, if you show my website or something, or show them that they can go there and look and read. But then there are also people on this who have talked about their experience. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So package B is $297, so that includes everything in package A plus the 1+ hour session with Radhavi. And then package C is a 45-minute session with Radhavi for $97.
That's a gift. They're all gifts. My clients pay me a lot more, but I'm really here to hold a space to be of service.
Beautiful. Thank you. And so you can check out all of these three special offers on the live page or at awakentohappinessnow.com/Radhavi13. So it really is about personal one-on-one service with you to release your wounded child from the bondage or the suffering or the darkness or the abandonment, whatever it happens to be, so that you can move forward in your life with more ease and be able to create more without that woundedness, right? Those patterns.
Mm-hmm. There are a couple of things I wanted to say earlier that just came to me.
Sure.
One of them is, and I've met, you know, more than one, several people who have said, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be on this planet. I just want to leave. And they are very unhappy that they are here and have created a belief. And maybe some people on the call can relate to that. What it is that somewhere within our heart, we are not comfortable living in this world of separation. Somewhere in us, we want to go back home, and that home is about going back into the divine heart, going back to be in the freedom of the divine spark. And I really, really feel that. That is what it is, the unease and the disease of living as this false self and going through all the mindset and beliefs and unhappiness. Want to go back home, and that is it. So clearing out, unveiling is one of the great things that will support that. And there's another thing I wanted to say, that one of the largest scientific research that is happening now is thousands of American participants about trauma, childhood trauma that was held, and how it's now affecting, how it affects the body, the physical, psychological, and this is called Adverse Childhood Experience. It's the ACE program, and so I'm really, really excited and very overjoyed that science now is looking at how the emotional wounds does affect people. So I just wanted to share those two things.
Thank you. Yeah, it's, and sometimes we don't even realize what that wound is, right? And
absolutely.
So and so many times we've blocked out, for whatever reason, you know, parts of our childhood and so on. So they're all running still in the subconscious and the unconscious. And until you can really tap into that and really experience, not experience the event again, but just see what, how your wounded child is feeling, you know, like get a visual or more, it's more like a feeling of what's going on. Then you can start to release it, because once you know about it and are aware of it, that only then can you make the change of releasing and moving forward. Because before that, you don't know, you're not aware of it, right? So,
and
go ahead.
The physical problems, as I said, it's all energetic. And when it stores in our body, many people have physical problems from it. I mean, a lot of doctors recognize that now, physical problems. And I said, some clients have come to me, and because it's an emotional issue, it goes away because I'm clearing the emotions. And if it relates, the physical problem relates to an emotion, to some kind of conditioning, it releases itself. So many times we are feeling physical problems, and if the doctor says we can't find what's wrong with you, I want to tell you that it's about the conditioning.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so I have a question from Nikki, the one that you spoke to before we went live. So Nikki, she wrote in on the Q&A. So this is Nikki, the other first timer who spoke to you before the call.
Yes.
Yeah. This heart of mine pains so much, both back, front, and inside the whole chest area. What is it that could be causing such pain, and how do I open my heart in the midst of this ache?
Well, too bad she can't, you know, it's a question and I can't hear her answer. But first of all, you know, we need to check physically to see what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there could be something physical. There could be something, maybe she has some chiropractic treatment that needs to be done because she has a spine that's out. But the heart space is a place where we have to look at Nikki to see how has she been dealing with issues. How does she feel? Is there something that is bothering her? Is there things that are heavy on her heart? We hear that a lot. Heavy on her heart. And if that's the case, you know, we know that there's an emotional stuff going on there. I remember a time, just it's coming to me now, where I had to go to the chiropractor almost every week. He had to adjust right in the front where my ribs are, right in the middle. Always had to adjust that. And it was pain in my heart. There were emotions that needed to be shared. I no longer have that. It's like such a long time. And because Nikki said that, I'm remembering. So that's my suggestion.
Yeah. So if there is anything, you know, physical, please do get a check by a doctor first, you know.
Yes.
You know, we're not here to heal or cure people's physical anything. So please get it checked
out.
But
she can also sign up too for, you know, one of the programs just to see maybe
absolutely.
The one program that is 45 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's sign up to see so anyway, that's a suggestion.
Exactly. All right, so we're going to go back to the phone line. We're going to go to phone number ending in 3155. 3155. Hello?
Hi. Yeah, that's me.
Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Yeah?
Hi, my name's Liz. Yeah, I'm very grateful. I just got picked. Thank you.
Liz or Lee?
Yeah. Hi.
So go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm just sitting here in my car, and all the sadness is coming up to be released. And with one of the recent callers you had, I was just really loving her inner child, and
mm-hmm.
Since you're working on that, and then there's still something where I go into ADD, I get distracted from that. Like, I'm not fully able to sit with my with this and do that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's, I guess, I'm just throwing that out there.
So is this something that commonly happens for you?
Well, being on this call is bringing it out. It's deep. It's really old sadness. I relate a lot to the woman that was talking about the clothing and not fitting in. I was one of those kids too, where I was being constantly put down, constantly being made fun of, and then I just adopted this I'm less than posture and belief system, and so I think it's related to that.
Yeah. So what is your name? D? I didn't hear the name right.
L-I-Z, Liz.
Okay. So the feeling I'm having, do you, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel that you're not loved?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. I'd like you to put your hand on your heart. Know that I'm really here with you because I'm very empathic and I've gone through my own woundings. So this is not anything new to me, but I'm here with a lot of love and compassion. So I'm asking you to take my love and go to that place that needs it and just let it come. Fill that place with the love that is being offered. You are wanted. You're very special. They couldn't see it. They could not see it. And what's happening now?
There's a lot moving through, a lot of pain moving through my heart.
Yeah.
Trying to breathe in your love, and it's almost like to show that wall that just it won't.
Okay, I'm right there with you, and I'm holding you in my arms. You're being comforted right now. You're not alone. You're just not alone in that pain. I'm here for you. So keep breathing. Just breathe gently and just see that wall breaking down. Just see it softening. I'm breathing with you. That little girl is safe now. She's safe. She's loved right now.
Wow.
She's very shy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very shy. So I want you to just imagine yourself, open your arms wide and just bring it over to your chest like you're embracing her. She's still a little doubtful. But you just let her know you're here for her. You can't go on without her. You need each other. Let her know you need each other. Are you there now? What's happening?
Just a deeper layer is coming up, and she's wondering, why did they all hate me? Like, why did everybody hate me?
What is that?
wondering why everybody hated her.
But I'm here, I hear, I know. And I love her.
Oh, this is amazing. This is bringing out so much.
And I'm called by Spirit, Mother of the Wounded Children. That's why I see her, and that's why I love her, and that's why I know her. Because she's really not that. She's a divine spark.
These are ancient tears. Thank you so much. Wonderful.
What's happening?
I said these are ancient, ancient tears. Thank you so much.
Oh,
access
so this. Let us hear how you do. Really would love to know.
Thank you. So I think I'll have a session with you
for
sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. And just be gentle with yourself. Don't drive just yet. Take some more
that's
time.
It. Thank you.
Okay. Take
thank
some
you,
time
Liz.
To just integrate a little bit more before you start driving, okay?
Okay, thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you. I was pretty sure she said she was in the car, but I could be totally
that's
wrong.
That's what I thought she said.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so just take a few moments. Whew. Yeah, that was powerful too. So now I have a question from Mary on the Q&A, and she's saying, and this is a really relevant question too. It's like, what if I feel helpless myself and can't help my inner child because she feels my despair, and when I do see her, she doesn't trust me?
That's common.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's common. They only respond to love. But why? The conditioning which created fear in that divine heart, remember? Mm-hmm. I said there's only pure love. It's no longer pure love. The other is this fear that's calling the human heart.
Right.
They will only respond to you if they feel safe enough to do that. So if you're feeling unsure or insecure, or said, you know, it's
helpless.
Yeah, helpless. Yes, thank you. If you're feeling helpless, she won't feel that you'll be able to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she won't feel that way. So what she needs is parenting. She wants a mommy who can, you know, have compassion and love for her, and she can feel safe with. So that's the difficulty, because it's an inside job for you, and maybe you need to have somebody professional to help you move through that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's why I'm here.
Yeah. Thank you, Mary, for asking that question.
Thank you, Mary.
And then I have a question, or sorry, a comment from Pam on the Q&A, and she says, I strongly feel that I am supposed to be working with you, Radhavi.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I look forward to that.
All right, so there's still lots of questions on the Q&A. I'm just checking really quickly here. So I had a question from Gloria, and she says, I realize I have stored energy that keeps affecting my life negatively. I get horrible headaches and less knee pain. I pray, meditate, have done tons of healing, bot programs. I'm not healed, not getting messages, insights, wisdom. I ask, and 3 days of severe headaches. So is there anything that you can support her with?
Let me feel. As I said, that discomfort is the language of the body. So something is screaming to be cleared or for her to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Because many, many times, one of the things that is I really want the listeners to know is that for someone to come in and say, okay, I'm going to clear your energy now, and you don't have the psychological understanding and to be able to go into forgiveness, you miss the empowerment. What part of the empowerment is for you to know that you can sit there, go back, and reclaim yourself, reclaim those exiled parts of yourself. So what I want to do here is to just impart in your heart, Gloria, and please, can she hear me?
Yeah, I mean, she's...
Okay. So, Gloria, I'd like to impart, you know, in your heart, please open to that connection with me from love. Just accept my love. That is what I feel I'm to do. Not to take your power by saying, oh, I'm going to clear this for you. I want you to empower yourself by saying, there's something here that I need to look at, and I need to be able to release it, even with someone else's support. But my love for you will change something inside of you if you'll accept that. I want you to know that whatever ever happened to you that you believe that you're not worthy, that's not true. Whatever happened that make you have some deep self-judgment, you can just let that go. Because you never did anything to judge yourself about. Do some deep breathing with me so you can open your heart and just feel that connection between you and I. Just breathe. And feel my connection with you. Total acceptance of you. There's nothing about you that isn't whole. You're that divine spark. Keep breathing. Daniel, can you connect with her, Alara? Is there any way? I want to know how she's doing.
Yes, so Gloria, if you can write in on the Q&A and let us know how you're doing. That would be great. So let's just give her some time to write in.
Yes.
So was there anything else that you wanted to share with our listeners today, Radhavi?
If someone else, you know, have a question that they want to, they have, you know, someone else, I can listen. I can.
So if somebody else has a question that they'd like to ask Radhavi, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand. I'll see if there's anything else on the Q&A that I might have missed. I had a question from Matt, from Monica, and it was just, she said, is there a message for me from Spirit? I would love to hear it, if there's a message for me from Spirit.
I'm intuitive, but I don't know. I mean, I don't give psychic readings. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Monica. The one thing I could say from spirit, though, that you are so loved.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if that is the greatest message.
Yeah, exactly.
That you can ever really receive, Monica, that you are so loved. And I'd like you to really take that in. Let's open your heart and just take it in.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's what we don't really believe or know or take in, right?
The most powerful thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, so maybe Gloria's not on right now, so she'll hear that on the replay anyways.
Yeah.
She'll hear your support and your help on the replay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Yeah, that was extremely, like, so powerful, you know, just working with, you know, all the listeners and connecting with their wounded child. It's not something that, you know, you can do with everybody on a call like this, but definitely one-on-one, you know, Radhavi has the time to do that, you know, but on a call like this, it's you can't.
No, because it's time-consuming, and I think about all the other people who want to have a question and want to speak. And so, yes, it takes a little time, and I'm very glad I was able to have that block to have those people release their emotions and connect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so if you want to find out more about Radhavi, you can go to her website, which is radhavi.net. Right, Radhavi?
Yes.
Yeah, radhavi.net. And if you'd like to take advantage of one of the special offers, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Radhavi13. Beautiful. Good. So any last words of wisdom for our audience before we go for tonight, Radhavi?
Well, when you ask me that question, what comes to mind is that completing the circle, when I talked about the baby and about the innocence, and awareness experience in itself as pure love, that I'd like them to feel that softness in their heart and to remember, in spite of the separation and the world that we live in, that is who they are. And anytime something comes up that makes them feel, you know, helpless or discouraged, or whatever feeling that comes up, stress, really would like you to go back, open your heart, take a deep breath, and say, you know what? Love lives here. And touch your heart. The my divine spark is right here. And the divine spark is the light of the divine in you. And we all have it. And as I said, we sit in this circle together. I just want to have everyone now breathe and remember, we are divine sparks.
Mm-hmm.
We only look different, but we are one divine spark in all of us. So I leave you in love.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I wanted to share with you, Radhavi, as well as the listeners, a comment back from Rosalie. And she says, I just wanted to say, I now know what secret my little girl had. And now I feel I can move forward. And she is now willing to come to me and work on the secret. So the tears were for the secret that she held. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so happy. Mm.
Thank you, Rosalie, for sharing that.
Yes. So happy.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So thank you, everyone, for sharing and being vulnerable and having the courage to share what was going on with you, you know, in this space. We really honor you for that. And all the questions and all the feedback, and just being in the sacred space for all of us to be able to share and to hold that space. So thank you. And thank you so much, Vadavi. This was such a special call. And we really appreciate you being here and helping to discover, you know, the woundedness that some of us, probably all of us, have experienced, and your work with the wounded children to bring them back to the divine spark that they really are. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you so much, and namaste.
Thank you, Vadavi. And thank you, everyone. Until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.